says, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We give them away. Tonight, the we includes Ian,
Nemi,
and Allie.
And again, freetalklive.com. You get to submit content to the site, should you wish. If you find something online you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show, you submit it as show prep, and then it can be voted on, voted up or down. You get to vote on the various things on the front page of the site, which were all put there by listeners like you. So it's pretty interactive, and it's all free. freetalklive.com. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just now tuning in, we've been talking quite a bit about legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is a fairly prominent MD, who has come out in favor now of medical cannabis after for a long time being against it. He did some more research and actually talked to some real patients who are really actually being helped by this plant, and he's changed his mind, and I think that's great. Allie was a little cynical about it earlier, but you did admit that it was pretty great that somebody would completely reverse their position rather than just maybe going a little bit in one direction.
Yeah, it's hard to admit that you're wrong. And yeah, if I were this Gupta guy and I was some kind of talking head for the media, then, I mean, I would not. I also wouldn't want to be the person who they said, look at this guy, he was one of the people, or I guess they say, look at this chick, she was one of the people that was spoken out against medical cannabis. Look how many people it's helped since we adopted that.
Mm.
You know, I wouldn't want to be that person. So I would probably, you know, suck it up and admit that I was wrong, too, about now.
If anything, it's good for his. It's going to be good for his career.
Yeah, I think
at this point,
I think it's, you know, it's good for him to do this. It's not a selfless position, and it's hard to admit you're wrong, but maybe he shouldn't have been pretending to be an expert in the first place.
So we've got some related stories here. You're welcome to still comment on that or how you changed your mind about marijuana. But, Nemi, you've got a disturbing story out of Texas.
Yeah.
Which is surprisingly not a similar disturbing story, which I believe also happened in Texas. It wasn't too long ago that we had news on this show about two women, one, I guess a younger lady and her aunt, who were pulled over on the side of the road, ostensibly for looking as though they were throwing something out the window or something like that.
I think these two are, that is covered in this story.
Yes. So, yeah. But these three that you're talking about, different situation entirely. Same sort of roadside situation?
Two women. You mentioned the two for littering. A few days later, a second video surfaced, eerily similar scenario. This time the traffic stop was just outside Houston with different troopers.
Just to clarify, the first two ladies, one trooper came out, female trooper, and did a female body cavity search on them. With
both women.
An ungloved hand?
A glove wearing, but it's not clear whether she changed the gloves between
the
searches or not. I mean, it's bad enough you're getting cavity searched on the side of a highway for throwing a cigarette butt out the window.
Yeah.
You've got to worry about somebody, I mean...
mixing bodily fluids?
Yeah, and I don't know, get out of my stuff. That's too close. Sorry.
Yeah.
I opt out. So, okay, the first video, as you said, two women, as showed as a Texas State Trooper's dash cam recording, are probed in their vaginas and rectums by a glove-wearing female officer after a routine traffic stop near Dallas. So the second pair of women were pulled over for allegedly speeding, were also subjected to body cavity searches by a female officer summoned to the scene by a male trooper. Unlike the earlier tape, the second one had clear audio. Yells can be heard as the female trooper shoves her gloved finger inside one woman.
Hmm.
In both invasive incidents, the female troopers didn't change gloves. Oh, here
oh,
we go,
boy.
According to the horrified victims.
Oh, man.
Texas officials say the searches are unconstitutional. So do attorneys for the shaken women who have filed federal lawsuits. I hope they, to coin
get
a
them.
Phrase, sue the pants off them. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Makes me want to vomit.
But lawyers and civil rights activists tell the New York Daily News that these cavity searches are really standard policy among the Texas Department of Public Safety state troopers, despite their illegality. Not to mention they were conducted on the side of the road in full view of passing motorists.
Mm.
It's ridiculous, said Dallas attorney Peter Schulte, former Texas cop and prosecutor. We would never put our hands anywhere near someone's private parts, he said of his time as a police officer in the city of McKinney.
Times, they are changing.
When I saw that video, I was shocked. I was a law enforcement officer for 16 years, and I've never seen anything like it. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's happening all the time, apparently.
I'm just going to digress for a second. If my boss said, hey, you got to go stick your fingers in that person's hoo-ha, I would say, thank you, I'll be finding another job now.
Yeah.
Not my thing. I can't even imagine.
All to find some marijuana?
Yeah. All over a plant. So Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw, who oversees state troopers, denied an interview request from the news.
Shocking.
In an earlier statement about the video traffic stop, McCraw said his department does not and will not tolerate any conduct that violates the U.S. and Texas constitutions or DPS training or policy. So how did Texas troopers hundreds of miles apart get captured on dash cams conducting body cavity searches under nearly identical conditions? The fact that they both happened means there is some sort of department policy advocating their use of traffic stops, said Jim Harrington of the Texas Civil Rights Project. It's such a prohibited practice, I don't know why they think they can do this. It's mind-boggling. Schulte said he doubts the policy is written and the practice may have spread from region to region instead of from the top down, because, you know, they don't change their gloves. I think the Department of Public Safety is trying to figure out who in the world trained these troopers to think this is okay. The law just doesn't support that. It just doesn't. But as we know, Ian, the cops don't even read the law necessarily.
Well, why should they?
Right.
Well, how can they not see on the face of this, like what they're doing in the middle of doing this, that there's something wrong with it?
It's crazy.
How can they pretend to be surprised? Like, what? No, we're within the line. We didn't violate anyone's rights.
Anything
how can they
is
not
okay.
Tell?
As long as you're looking for drugs, anything is okay to these people. Like they're not obviously not even really considering that this is an issue.
Right, and if you say no, what happens then? Do they get to knock you down on the ground and do this to you anyway?
It's rape.
It is absolutely rape.
I would not consent to a search like this. Are you kidding me?
It's horrifying.
Yeah. So there have also been two recent cavity search controversies in other states. Last year in Florida, Citrus County woman who'd recently been charged with driving under the influence.
Is it all women, too, that they're cavity searching?
I don't have any cavity searches on males, but I would not be surprised if there are male assaults as well.
We just haven't heard about it yet.
So this woman was pulled over by sheriff's deputies in Florida while driving with her children. In a federal lawsuit, the woman claims she was given a cavity search on the roadside. In Milwaukee, police were disciplined after 2012 reports surfaced that 8 cops had conducted genital searches on arrested suspects without the legal authority to do so. But those cases don't approach the blatantness of the Texas incidents captured on video, which appear to illustrate a pattern rather than isolated incidents. The odds of two female troopers conducting the same kind of search within 6 weeks of each other? Come on, attorney Scott Palmer told the news. He recently settled a federal lawsuit filed against the Department of Public Safety on behalf of clients Angel and Ashley Dobbs, the aunt and niece who were cavity searched in the first damn cam video to go viral. Those were the two that littered.
Mm-hmm.
No ticket was issued following the lengthy traffic stop.
Really?
Wouldn't that just add insult to injury?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sweeney, you can go home now.
It's just routine. You know, this is why when I have to fly now, I just go through the machine because it's better than them touching me. Yes, because
every time
they've ever done the pat down, I come out in tears.
They don't,
I go straight to the bathroom
ladies,
and I start crying because I don't even know what it is. I've never been sexually molested. I have no history of that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's invasive.
And it still just feels so wrong.
It does.
That's interesting because, like, I've been to jail and I've been strip searched so many times. To me, I guess maybe I'm just so institutionalized in that way. It's like, oh yeah, whatever, go ahead and feel me up.
Yeah, no.
I'd rather have you feel me up than have this crazy machine that I have to go into.
I think I'm the other end of the extreme as soon as they say we're
so you're on Ali side?
They would call the National Guard for me. I'm sorry.
Meaning you wouldn't go through the machine and you wouldn't let them feel you up?
Right, exactly. That's why I don't fly.
Okay, well there you go.
You know,
well, I mean, the TSA is practically putting their fingers up there. They touch you there,
and they
sure
don't change their gloves either. Sorry, that's gross.
Yeah. I mean, how long before they start doing cavity searches?
Did they have to go through a cavity search to get their job? That's what I want to know. How did they learn how to do it correctly?
Well, that would be at least voluntary. This is coerced.
All right, if there's more, is there more to this?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Hang on, let's go to Andy. He's in Huntsville. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, how are y'all?
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about intellectual property, and I know you guys talk a lot about how you don't believe in intellectual property, but I'm not quite there yet, and I just wanted to get some thoughts on something.
Well, I don't know if we all don't believe in it. Let's take a quick poll. Everyone on the show, intellectual property?
I believe in it.
It's BS.
And I think it's nonsense as well. So there you go. We do not all necessarily agree on intellectual property. And Andy, stand by. We'll get into it here in moments and talk more about the searches. Because I've got a related story to this police search story. The story I've got doesn't involve female on female. This is male cops, female. Not a search. We'll come back with more.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got a smartphone, and maybe you'd like to listen to our live streams 24-7. You can do that by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Gold, silver, taking a dip in price over the last couple few months, and maybe now's a good time to buy? I mean, I can't recommend it. I certainly don't know for sure when a good time is, but I would say any time is better than never to get silver. because if you want to protect yourself against the ravages of inflation over time, historically, gold and silver have done a pretty good job of that. And you can go and get your gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. They'll both take you to the same place, which is our friends over at Midas Resources. They have for a long time been behind this radio program. And when you order through silver.freetalklive.com or 877-857-9938, that's 877-857-9938. When you order through silver.freetalklive.com or that phone number, then Free Talk Live will get a small, small portion of the purchase because you're going to get a hell of a deal, so they can't really cut us that much money off the price. But you'll benefit Free Talk Live. You'll benefit Midas Resources, which is actually the company. It's a sister company of the company that runs, that is the syndicate for Free Talk Live. So the guys that put us up on the satellite for the radio stations to rebroadcast, they're owned by Midas Resources. So when you buy your gold and silver through silver.freetalklive.com, not only are you helping Free Talk Live directly in that we get a very, very small percentage, but you're also helping Free Talk Live indirectly in that you're supporting the company that helps us get on radio stations.
Win, win, win.
Yeah, and you get the gold and silver you want at great prices. So again, silver.freetalklive.com. We continue with Andy. He was just barely bringing up the topic of intellectual property. He says he's not quite on board with getting rid of the idea of intellectual property. And Nemi, you're also a fan of the idea of intellectual property.
I haven't challenged my views on it. I think it's a better answer.
So, Andy, what was it that you wanted to address here or ask? Or go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I'm like Nemi. I'm kind of challenging my views on it. And I don't see, like, a patent as intellectual property. So, like, the ridiculous stuff Apple pulled on suing Samsung for making a tablet with round corners, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, scientists who come up with discoveries, I don't think that's intellectual property because other people can do the same work and make the same science.
So, like, patenting a genome, you wouldn't agree with that?
That's totally ridiculous. That occurs in nature, and I don't think you can patent something in nature.
Right, I would agree with that.
What kind of intellectual property do you support?
What about patenting a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, because anybody can go in their kitchen and make one, and you have a physical product.
But the idea behind a patent is you're first to secure the idea. Like, was it Alexander Graham Bell, and then there was some other guy who both came out with the telephone at the same time? Isn't that right? And then one of them made it through the patenting process first. And
that's
so
right.
Therefore, they get all the credit. So, I mean, what do you think about in those cases where people are inventing things? I mean, anyone in theory could also invent that same thing, right?
Yeah, and that's what I think is not intellectual property, is an invention.
So you would throw out patents completely then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
If I invent the robot that mows your lawn and you started building a similar robot that mowed the lawn, I wouldn't consider that intellectual property. It's just an idea.
Okay.
And ideas are out there for that sort of thing.
All right. So what are you hung up on this issue?
It's like mostly for artists, say like a movie producer or an author. And the media that they produce is the actual product that comes out. And that's the only product they have to show for their labor. So, like y'all's got a show, I really appreciate the fact you give it away for free. And I'm probably going to throw you a Bitcoin in your tip jar.
Hey, thanks. Right on.
All that you do.
You can do that at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Since the media part is the end product of the labor, I see that because of somebody's labor into the media, say you're an author and you write a book, the words on the page are your product, and you put a lot of labor into it. And I'm not totally sure I could say that that author doesn't have rights to what he's written down.
I would say that as well, and art or music in the same regard.
Yeah, and that's in... I guess what got me thinking about this, if y'all ever read any Cory Doctorow's books?
I have not, but we had him on the show once upon a time.
Yeah, and he's got some really interesting ideas about intellectual property. He gives all of his books away for free on his website, so you can download a Kindle version. And every once in a while, I'll buy one of his books just because I think, hey, he's a good writer, and want to support him.
You want to make sure that he continues writing, which, of course, is the natural incentive for people to do, even in the absence of intellectual property protection, is, you know, if you like that band's music, you should probably go to their concert, or you should probably buy the CD or whatever, so you can send something their way. And making sure they continue to make that music. I think inherently everybody knows. shows that if a producer of a movie or video game or music doesn't make enough money to make it worth their while, that they're not going to come back for round two.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I see something in the younger generation, and Allie, I know I'm older than you are, but I'm talking about kids who are younger than you are, so even teenagers who just really have a sense of entitlement. So if this video game is freely available, there's no cost benefit to them. Just get it, download for free. There's no follow through that they see, that there's no payout for the person who developed it.
Well, if we're just talking, I would make an argument for property from the labor theory of value, which it almost sounds like the caller is making, but I just want to make it clear. So the suggestion that this is a valid form of property, my song is my property, what that implies is that I would be the final decision maker on how that song is used, and that I can use defensive force to protect that song. So if someone else uses that song without my permission, that I can use force against that person in order
through
to stop
government.
That. If anyway, maybe it's me going out there on my own volition and protecting it. People
well, also,
who are trying to use it.
It also means that you own that pattern, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if I were to take your song and then burn it on a CD, that you would somehow claim that I could not burn holes, because CDs are just pieces of aluminum or whatever between pieces of plastic that have a bunch of billions of little tiny laser burned holes in them. So basically you would be saying that I could not possibly burn holes in that exact same pattern, that if I were to burn the same amount of holes in the same way, that I am somehow violating your rights.
Well, it depends on what the person's arguing. If I own a song, what aspect of the song do I own? Does that mean people singing that song or using my property without my permission? Or people who are listening to my song without having purchased it from me? Are they
for playing
using
it in their coffee shop
their
customers?
I mean, at what point are they using what is my property, which I can defend with force? That's the definition of property in my mind. I think that we would agree. In what aspect are they using my property without my permission, in which I could defend it with force?
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind of having a moral hang-up is, okay, so your labor, and so if I copy your song, have I stolen your labor from you, and do you have the right to use force to, get back your property? And that's where I'm having kind of a philosophical...
Some of my property doesn't have anything to do with labor.
If you try to pass it off as your own, I think that would certainly be theft.
That's fraud.
That's fraud. But sometimes people give me things that are legitimately my property, but I didn't labor for them.
Well, let's come back with more. If you want to stick with us, Andy, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to jump on with the intellectual property conversation or out-of-control cops, it's up to you. You take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free at 855-453. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff there. Listening options, we've got a bevy of choices. Live streams, three of them. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. They're available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our live streams. You can get those tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Over 120 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can go and get a full list of those at listen.freetalklive.com. Satellite listening choices, we're on XM. We're also on free-to-air. You can get tuned in via the free-to-air system, which means you pay zero per month to listen to all the Free Talk Live that you want, plus all the other great shows on LRN.FM. You can learn more about that at listen.freetalklive.com. The free-to-air is available across North and Central America thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got the webcam where you can watch, listen, and chat, plus our listen lines where you can call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got Andy with us just to wrap up the intellectual property conversation, because this could go for a while, Andy. I appreciate your calling and bringing this up. We've been talking about your viewpoint. You've got some questions about the idea of getting rid of intellectual property. How, for instance, would artists be compensated for the hard work that they put into a song when somebody could just snatch the song after it's released and then play it at their coffee shop, or they could take the tune and then play it on their own as a cover artist and, you know, possibly make money from the work that the artist put into the song? Is that pretty much the concern?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm still trying to decide what is morally right in regard to this.
I think it's up to the artist to decide how they're going to make money. It's not the obligation of everyone else in society to figure that out for them. It's not up to the justice system to come down on others for basically taking something that is not a scarce resource. Music is not a scarce resource. Art, color, painting, sound, none of these are scarce.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the definition of property.
Well, right, and given the choice between seeing a cover band and seeing the real McCoy, I think most people are going to go and see the... Like, if they're both playing in the same town on the same night, relatively close to one another, most people are going to choose the real deal.
Most people would rather see the real deal than a cover band.
But then again, if the cover band is, you know, significantly cheaper, then some people are going to say, screw it, I'm not going to pay $50 for a ticket when I can pay $5. So, let the market decide on those things. And ultimately, the truth of it all is the artists are going to need to get creative. I mean, how much longer intellectual property will continue to be an enforceable thing, is another question. Yeah, ASCAP and BMI can go and pick on a bar or a coffee shop because they're stationary. It's easy to come after those people, but obviously they can't come after the millions of people who have and continue to download music and movies and software online. It's just impossible for them to stop that from happening. So if artists want to continue to monetize their product, it's going to be up to them to figure out unique ways to do it. And kudos to the, kind of the trailblazers in this area. Was it Trent Reznor, I believe, or who was it?
From Nine Inch Nails, yeah.
Yeah, he made the whole album, The Slip. Yep.
So Radiohead, did they do one too?
I think they did one as well.
Yes, there's been more than one of these out there where these major artists, from yesteryear have released newer albums and they've released them directly to their audience without the middlemen in the way. I mean, the reason why CDs cost what they cost is a lot of because the distribution channels have certain costs associated with them. The artists were making 50 cents per CD and the record company was making, $5, and then the retailer was making $1 or $2, and so, the shippers are making a little bit of money on it too. So cut out the middleman and the artists can serve their customers better by not having to have people in the middle. They can offer their product for a lower price than it might have been previously. And as long as you can build a core group of fans, you can be successful. And it doesn't matter whether everyone pays for the product or not. And in fact, in a lot of cases, most people won't pay for it. But that's okay too, because you want those people to like your music because they're still telling people. They're still sharing it with their friends, they're sharing it with their family, and if you criminalize sharing, then people will be frightened to share your things. And as an artist, don't you want people to enjoy your art?
Right.
Don't you want them to?
It is a scarce resource. Maybe the most scarce of them all is time. And if I'm spending time appreciating your art, you should probably be thankful that anyone is spending time appreciating something that you did.
I don't know. I don't do art for your appreciation. I do it for my expression. So if you're enjoying it...
Well, then you can.
Then
you shouldn't have to worry about intellectual property because you don't have to share it to begin with.
Well,
if you
say, gosh, Nemi made this awesome painting. I think I'm going to go put it on the cover of my book.
If it's not for anyone else, why would you share it?
Okay, so you're going through my stuff at my house.
Well,
Hallie.
Then that's stealing. Trespassing.
Right, so there's also ways for you to protect your so-called intellectual property.
By
they have copyrights.
Not sharing at all. Yeah.
Right, they have schemes, copy protection schemes and things. Of course, there's always ways to crack those, but
I think it's a huge tragedy for artists to be going after their fans.
Oh, that's what's really crazy about all
this. I don't know that it's the bands themselves as the
sometimes
label.
Sometimes the band supported. So, in the past, I think Metallica was infamous for supporting the crackdown on music sharing.
I thought of something similar. Pearl Jam and the Ticketmaster monopoly. They were really upset when Ticketmaster added it was back in the early 90s, added a surcharge or a service fee that the band wasn't going to get a cut of. So they said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. I don't remember the exact details of it because it was so long ago, but It was the same idea that it wasn't Pearl Jam making the money and it wasn't Pearl Jam going after people. It was this middleman or the record label.
Andy, what were you going to say about Metallica there?
Yeah, they sort of had a similar situation with Pearl Jam. In Metallica's early days, they really encouraged people to bootleg their concerts.
Did they?
Because they thought it got them good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more the record companies driving them to go after the
Napster
downloaders. Yeah. So that was interesting. That Metallica.
Well, I remember statements from the band members, or at the very least, I think it was Lars Ulrich, their drummer, that were very anti-file sharing. So are you saying he only did that because the record company put him up to it?
Not totally, but they at one point, you know, back in the 80s when you just had cassette tapes, they were actually, they fairly well encouraged their fans to bootleg their
concerts. Which was also something the Grateful Dead was renowned
Fish
for.
Did too, as well.
Yeah, was encouraging bootlegs because they saw it as, you know, that was the early form of music sharing.
Yeah.
And that was a way for them to spread their ideas and spread their music and gain new fans. And ultimately, you know, there was a concern earlier expressed that young people, I think, was it you, Nemi, with this entitlement? You said entitlement mentality about young people. I, from what I've seen of the people that maybe frequent pirate websites, there have been surveys done. I don't know how scientific they are, but, you know, they've asked people who participate in file sharing, are you more or less likely to buy something because you can share it? And people said they're more likely to buy something that they enjoy when they share it. So there's a myth. It's a pervasive myth that the music industry and the movie industry likes to put out there that this is costing them billions of dollars. But in reality, what it's doing is it's helping filter the crap out of the industry, because if you can sample an entire CD before you buy it, remember when you used to buy a CD in the 90s and it'd be like the two hits and then a bunch of junk
crap?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you never would find out until you had it. It was already at home. It was in your player. You'd already torn all the wrapping off of it. Now you can sample the whole thing in advance, and if you're happy with it, you can get the actual CD copy, and you know, and then you can have that and be, you know, more satisfied. I think if anything, file sharing is increasing the quality or the likelihood that you'll attain quality products, simply because now it's easy to try before you buy, and that's something that you just couldn't do 20 years ago very easily.
Yeah.
There you go. Andy, any other thoughts?
I think we can all agree the punishments are ridiculous. That FBI warning says you could pay $250,000 fine.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too.
Come on. I, you know, if somebody just bootlegged a Batman's DVD, does that punishment really fit the crime?
No. But it's not worth it, right?
Like, that's fine.
Right, but if somebody's bootlegging a DVD, it's not even worth the time that it takes to drive to the court hearing on that to get some sort of restitution out of them. So it's really, the whole thing is just an incredibly wasteful thing. For all the time that companies spend on litigating, they could be spending that time making their product better. They could be spending that time on a new album. They could be spending that time on the next movie.
Yeah, trying to keep up.
And we didn't even get into, you know, like fan fiction and things like that. We talked about movies and, you know, copyrights on movies. That means you can't use those characters. And there's some great fan fiction online or fan films where people take characters from their favorite movies, and they make pretty good movies in a lot of instances, short films with their favorite characters. But of course, they always plaster these disclaimers on there, like, not for commercial purposes. We're not violating your copyright. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Thanks, Andy.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Moments remain. We will sneak your call in here if you're on the lines right now. 855-450-FREE. If for whatever reason you don't get on tonight, it's no big deal. We do the show 7 nights a week. So Saturday, Sunday, we've got live shows. We're here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single day. And of course, if you miss a moment, you can always grab archives and more over at freetalklive.com, so don't miss that. If you do appreciate this program, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can be an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And Free Talk Live amplifiers are folks who get behind the show for $5 a month. We take that $5 in and invest it and get on more radio stations all across the country. Today I bought two tickets for Mark and I to Los Angeles. We will be going to the Talkers Convention. We do the one in New York in the summertime. And
wasn't there just a Talkers Convention?
Yep, in June.
Awesome.
We were in one in June.
Right on.
And then October is going to be the one in Los Angeles.
Awesome.
So we'll be at that one, and it'll be thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for sending us out there. It'll be our second year going to the one in L.A. They've only been doing it for about 3 years. This is their third year. So I was on stage at the last one, on one of the panels, and hopefully I'll be on another one this year. They do tend to like to use us if we're around, so we'll be around for it, and you can, we appreciate you for sending us there, because we wouldn't be able to do it without your help if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. And if you're not yet, you may become one at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to Jason, listening in Wisconsin to LRN.FM. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how if copyright or property rights or intellectual property is about, you know, the patterns or whatnot, why is it that when you, like, lose the CD or something, you can't just download and burn it and say, well, I bought it?
Why can't you?
Yeah, why can't you? That's a great question.
And another thing I wanted to bring up is I bought Warcraft 2, which I actually waited for years to come out. And I went to the store, I bought it, I brought it home, I installed it, but I could not play it, even though I wanted to play the offline copy, because Battle.net was down. So I had to wait 3 days to play the damn game for no reason.
Hold up, you couldn't play the offline version? You could not play the single-player version?
No, and because when you install it, you have to activate it on Battle.net.
Oh.
So, like,
what a hassle.
All those people that bought that game, if Blizzard Entertainment goes out or whatever it's called,
yep.
They go out of business and Battle.net goes away forever.
Someone will figure a hack for it.
Well,
no, you may be right about that, Nemi, but not everyone knows how to apply hacks or cracks or knows where to even find them.
How badly do you want to play Warcraft?
Well, yeah, but what he's saying is a legitimate concern. I mean, if the average person doesn't know how to do those things, then they're SOL. They're out of a game that they paid $50 for.
It would still be illegal. If they go out of business and you bypass copyright protection, it's still illegal.
True, but if they're out of business, they can't exactly prosecute right. you.
The owner of the rights can.
Okay, yeah. If what you're saying is they are out of business, but then they've sold the games off to somebody else, then yeah, you're right. Then in theory, you could be.
Even if they're not providing Battle.net, they still own the property rights.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said they were going out of business. Okay, gotcha.
So they're no longer providing Battle.net services, so you can't activate the game, but they
right.
still own the copyright rights for 50 years
okay.
after they
So you were
died.
Just saying one aspect of their business was shut down, that they hadn't gone out of business entirely.
Yeah, so basically they no longer support the game. So even though you own it and you're capable of playing it on the hardware that you have, you can never play it because they don't yeah. offer that service to activate it anymore.
It's a huge problem. And you're right, a crack would be the way around that, but for the average user, they're just not capable enough to know about cracks' existence or know how to go about getting them or might be too afraid to get them.
It's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult, but sometimes cracks can be Trojan horses.
True.
I mean, you never know what you're getting out there.
True.
In the black market.
The whole thing I wanted to bring up is the fact that it seems all one-sided. Like I bought music, a long time ago, and I somehow lost the whole box of CDs when I moved. I don't know how that happened. But, I don't buy music anymore because of that. And, I mean, it's not like I can I could download the music, but I just don't do it. I have a Rhapsody account, and I get all my music through there. And it's sad because I doubt that the musicians make anywhere near as much money off of that.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Dustin is in Omaha. You're on Free Talk Live listening via TuneIn.
Are you familiar with the band Devil Driver?
Devil Driver. I am not. Ladies, Devil Driver?
No.
I thought you might have used some of their music as a bumper. But anyways, you're talking about musicians who support IP earlier, and he's got an interview I saw a while back, a video out there, of why he supports SOPA or, one of those anti-piracy bills in the past couple of years.
Mm.
I just wanted to make you aware, because I thought you had a bumper music that was Devil Driver, and I thought you knew who they were.
Hopefully not.
No. No, I definitely do not. So you're just giving us a heads up on that band?
Yep.
Okay, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, keep it up.
Do you download albums, Dustin?
Do I download albums?
Yeah.
No, I don't really listen to too much music anymore. I listen to podcasts.
Do you download any games or music?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever purchased?
Awesome, by the way, that's a good topic.
You mean like freeware, like games that are made for the purpose of giving them away?
There's a game called Path of Exile. You can download it for free and play it, but it's you can buy different gear things. It's not pay to win, but it gets different enhancements.
You can buy things in the game.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a big gaming model coming out. There's a X-Men game like that.
Have you ever downloaded a movie or game and liked it so much you bought it in real life?
That's
such a leap for me. No, because I already have it.
What was your answer, Dustin? Sorry.
Well, not that I can think of, but I really like a band called Amon Amarth, so they got a new album coming out. I mean, I know I can download it, but I'll buy it if I like it. I already know I'll like it. So it's not like I don't
Very
buy
good.
Albums.
Thanks for the call tonight, Justin. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I know I've done it. I did buy
the new Nine Inch Nails album. So.
I never would have seen Penn & Teller's BS, which is a Showtime program, or Dexter, which are two of my favorite shows from the last decade. I've never had cable as an adult,
yeah.
And even if I had cable, I probably would never have justified having the premium channels. So I've never in my whole... My parents never had those things, so
yeah.
I've never had Showtime. I would have never seen that show had I not watched it on Torrent.
Yeah.
And I loved it, and I actually bought a couple seasons on DVD, and
I haven't gone so far.
I bought all the seasons of Penn & Teller's BS.
Nice.
All of them.
Can I borrow your
seasons? Please.
Dexter?
Yes.
Cool.
See, I don't understand how someone, like, if they're, like, the previous caller, not the last one, but the one before, then he brought up intellectual property. He said, yeah, I think that, like, certain things in certain ways intellectual property doesn't make sense, but when it comes to something that someone put a lot of time into, it does make sense for them to be able to enforce, enforce a protection of that property, which if, I don't know why I couldn't own a color, if that's the case, or I couldn't own a sound. Like, if I can't own that, why can't I own a whole song?
You mean like a tone, like a tune?
Yeah,
like
sure, a note.
Like a note, okay.
Well, there was the guy who copyrighted the emoticon, the smiley face, who
said right?
The demotivators. Yeah, I'll pull up the story.
Because then you're just basically making it based on how much time I put into something determines whether or not I own it, which is labor theory of value. Obviously, that doesn't make any sense.
Right, and how do you determine what that's worth? The only way you can determine it is what people are willing to pay for it, right?
Sure. It's based on supply and demand, and there's no scarcity of thought.
And back to your point earlier, Nemi, about young people being less likely to perhaps buy things. I don't know. Maybe you're right about that. It would be interesting to see the numbers. But, I mean, these younger artists, Justin Bieber or whoever these young kids are into these days, they're having no problem selling albums, right? I mean, this guy's packing in, this
yeah.
Justin Bieber's packing teenage girls and tween girls into stadiums.
Almost
He's
no one
no
goes out and buys albums anymore. And even when people did, it was the record company that made the money, not the artists. Like, the artists have never benefited from intellectual property. Not really. And maybe they thought they did. Maybe they're worried about what would happen without intellectual property laws. But artists have never really benefited from that. It's all the record labels.
Brian is on the line from Allie's home area of Alabama, though he's in Huntsville. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. And the gentleman that was having the problems with Warcraft and a lot of the things, there's a lot of them, another game engine called Steam, that you have to log in, and they try to do it to where you don't, everybody has to buy a copy of the game, because if somebody re-registers it, on another computer prevents you from playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
It'll knock one person off, which, to me, if I got a game, am I buying a license or is it my property?
That's a great question. I think technically, technically it's you're buying a license, but it certainly feels like your property because you've got a disc in your hands and there's a box there and all that. Brian, I wish we weren't at the very end, but we are. Thanks for the call tonight. You can call us another night and get on a little earlier, and we'll talk to you further. Appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.